conflict in Ukraine continues. All our eyes are there and our hearts and prayers as well. Frank King is the media relations manager with Samaritan's Purse Canada. They're also involved. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on board today.
Frank, tell us how Samaritan's Purse is currently deployed in that region.
Well, since on October 24th, we deployed more than 25 disaster response specialists to Central Europe. And that would be basically Poland, Romania, and Moldova. And they're there to determine how we can meet emergency needs in the coming days and weeks.
Now, the team that's in the region is specifically trained, right?
Yes, we do. We do just a ton of disaster response work, including sort of helping out in war areas. For example, a couple of years ago, we set up one of our emergency field hospitals just 25 miles from Mosul when ISIS and the Iraqi government were fighting for control of the city. So we had an emergency field hospital near there, and we ran it for several months, in fact. So, we do have experience with working near war situations.
So where exactly are the teams set up right now, and what is their first priority?
Well, they're not actually in Ukraine. They're in Poland, okay. Romania, and Moldova. So they're near the borders of Ukraine, sort of around there, where we've been welcomed in by local government and local churches and that sort of thing. And that's where we're setting up to help refugees who get across the border, in some cases with just the clothes on their back, and they need basic stuff like food and water and all that kind of thing. And that's what we're set up for. We're also looking to see if we want to set up one of those emergency field hospitals. Now, this is still early in the going, so we have to see sort of the health of people coming across the border, if the emergency field hospital is actually needed, and if so, where would it be best placed? So that's in part what all those disaster response specialists are there to figure out right now.
How is Samaritan's Purse connecting with churches in that area?
Samaritan's Purse does distribute Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes to children in Ukraine, and that's how we've set up this network of churches. And we've also got relationships with churches sort of everywhere, and that's how we're able to sort of set up in nearby countries near the border to sort of look at how we can help folks out. And of course, your listeners can get more information on all the stuff we're doing at samaritanspurse.ca, and we'll be doing regular updates on the website as we figure out more about, you know, how we can best help the folks there in Jesus' name.
It's interesting that the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes may have led to some of these connections and able to help even in this time.
And in fact, Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes often open the door for us to do a whole lot of other things in communities. In other countries, they've opened up the doors where community leaders have come to us and told us about, you know, agriculture needs, emergency food needs, literacy needs, those kinds of things. So we're often able to come in afterwards and do things like provide seeds and tools and agricultural training, or provide literacy, that literacy training, those kinds of things. So yeah, Operation Christmas Child, God continues to use that ministry in ways that just leave us astounded.
Frank King is the media relations manager with Samaritan's Purse Canada. And again, you can go to samaritanspurse.ca also to learn how you can help out. Thanks for being with us this morning, Frank.
Thank you so much, Todd. I appreciate it. And thanks for everyone who is praying for the Ukraine, because we know prayer is a powerful thing, and we know folks across the country doing it, as are we here at Samaritan's Purse.